Fred Film Radio, Festival du Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 76th Cannes Film Festival. I'm with Anthony Chen and Zhou Dongyu, director and actress in the Breaking Ice screening here in the Amsterdam Regards section.
I have to say that the film evoked a bit of nostalgia in me, and I think in the audience, because it portrays that moment in our life where we're looking for our place in the world, but at the same time we don't know where we are, and for sure it's not where we thought we would be. So I was wondering if that's something that you wanted to explore, this like feeling in a limbo in a way.
Yeah, I think it's actually very moving that you speak of the film this way, because, you know, I wanted to capture, you know, this generation of young Chinese people. And, you know, I've been reading a lot of articles in recent years about the lost generation, of their anxieties, of their mental health, of their crisis. Yeah, and, you know, like, I remember when I conceptualized the film, I wanted to set it in winter, and I kept thinking of ice, which is why it's called The Breaking Ice. And like a piece of ice, you know, even though it feels like it's crystal and clear, but if you look through it, it's not really, you know, it's not really that translucent. You know, there are layers of cracks, there are layers that's blurry. Yeah, and I feel like that's what growing up, you know, and being a young person is. You know, you're constantly trying to figure out who you are, what you want to be, and you're constantly questioning yourself, and you don't really know where you're going.
How did you get on board of the project, and how would you describe your character? So,
我的角色是一个他梦想成为
My character is a person who initially tries to be the first class athlete, but because of her injury, she had to stop pursuing her dreams as an athlete. So it had been her goal all throughout her life, but then she had to stop pursuing it. So she wanted to escape that kind of sense of non-achievement. So she became a tour guide. She was kind of lost because of that, and then until she met these two other characters for a weekend together. The other characters, they all also had their own personal struggles that they were trying to figure out. This character is especially meaningful to me because the story and the character shows the contemporary Chinese youth.
Speaking about youth, about this generation, how would you describe this Gen Z generation through your point of view, through the analysis, let's say, that the exploration that you did with the film?
Yeah, I think it's precisely that. I don't know how to describe. I don't really understand it fully, which is why, you know, this isn't, you know, like a social realist sort of, you know, like fully observe daily grind of their lives, you know, at work and family, the stress of society and all that. I decided that, you know, like I wanted to reflect upon all that I was reading, and I was watching sort of like a lot of video logs of young people, and I wanted to do it in a more abstract way. You know, I wanted to capture the spirit of what they were thinking and feeling. I think that was what I was trying to do, and I was doing it using visuals and poetry, and yeah, and you know, this interesting thrill of a relationship. I'm not sure if the film can really offer answers, you know, because I don't think any of us have answers, but I like to feel that, you know, the film would speak to that generation, you know, and hopefully comfort them in a certain way, that you're not alone and you're being heard, and there are people who care.
Can I just add that I think it speaks also to the young adults we were, that because there are some universal struggles, let's say.
Yeah, I think so, because I, you know, I've heard quite a bit of feedback, you know, of even audiences that are much older, who when they watch the film, they're like, this is the feeling of being young again. This is the feeling of being slightly reckless, slightly fluid, slightly irresponsible, slightly crazy, you know, feeling hurt, feeling damaged, feeling angry with the world. Yeah, and we all have to come of age. We all have to grow up.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And we've been talking to Anthony Chen and Zhong Dongju, director and actress of The Breaking Eyes screening in the Arts and Regards section at the 76th Cannes Film Festival. This is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.